Alrighty. Fixing the front row. Front row seat, huh? All right. Gary's in the back row. Yeah. Short and sweet? Yep, I do.
Brian Dawkins and others are going to talk about his leadership and that type of thing. Ronaldo Hill actually plays more in the center field. Is he kind of the signal caller back there or quarterback in a way, more of a quiet quarterback?
Both safeties have to do plenty of communicating. if you're on one half of the field, you're usually a big part of getting everything coordinated. Certainly, if you play more of the middle of the field safety or the deep guy in a single safety defense, then you're kind of, you're coordinating both sides. But Ronaldo does a great job of communicating with our players, getting us into the right defense. Brian also does the same thing. They're kind of interchangeable, if you will. You could play either spot. They could both play either spot. But yeah, Ronaldo's back more than he's not. I saw just a sliver. Right. I don't know. I can't comment on that. Champ's very bright. He understands all the schemes and things we try to do to, hurt the timing of the passing game, disrupt the quarterback. He's a good blitzer. Maybe better than I realized when we played against him. I don't know that we saw him blitz a lot, but he's a good blitzer. He's just what, he is a lot of, when you watch him and you're on another team, you really say, we don't really want to throw over there too much, and that's, he's kind of been as advertised, So it was good to get here and see that firsthand and feel comfortable with what he does over there on the left. And if we need him to move inside, like he has done at times, he does that fine too. So a very bright guy, versatile, obviously very skilled, and plenty left in the tank.
The awesome one, that same category?
Yeah, he's very, very, very good corner. One of the top in the league, if not the top in the league, certainly in the top five. I think there's only 32 balls thrown at him in 16 games last year. And, he doesn't give up too much. He's got great length, long arms, good speed. You got to be careful. If you're going to throw it over there, you got to be careful. I think young receivers, that's a hard position to come into the league and just immediately play and do all the little things well, because you see so many different things you don't see in college football. So I think for a young receiver to come in and make an impact early, Murphy's done it, Bay's making his way here too. I think that's, tribute to them, how they're being coached and how they're being used. They're both very dangerous players. That's, to me, is the biggest thing, is they've got great speed, and they run them down the field plenty. So, you got to be on your toes. I don't care which one of them you're guarding. You can name any of the receivers on their roster, and it's the same thing. 4-3-6, 4-2-9, 4-2-6, and they're all 6-2, 6-3, 6-4. I think they're making the adjustment nicely. They've made some big plays already this year, and we got to try to prevent both of them from making big plays on Sunday. We evaluated both players, and it doesn't surprise me at all. They love speed. Hayward Bay's obviously got great length. Crabtree was a good player too, but to each his own. No comment.
You were asking Champ about Elvison there, and he's saying he's never seen a player succeed in a position change and as fast as Elvis did. What is it about Elvis's mechanism he's been able to sell that?
Well, Elvis is not doing too many things that are foreign to Elvis. I'll tell you that much. There's not too many times where Elvis goes backwards. I mean, he's most of the time he's going forward. He's on the end of the line of scrimmage. Playing an outside linebacker spot, you're matched up a lot less of the time on a tackle, in terms of the running game. you're on tight end some. Same thing in the pass rush. And then when we go to our sub packages, he's back home. You know, he's got his hand on the ground, and he's rushing the edge. So that part of it's not new to Elvis. Obviously, he's had a tremendous amount of success and production in his first few years here in the league. And playing outside linebacker, he gets to stand up more, you know. And like I said, where you take some of that burden off of him having to play against tackles in the running game. And he's grasped the entire concept very well. He makes the adjustments that we make. That's not an easy defense in terms of the communication that's involved to learn. So that's the biggest thing to me is he knows what he's supposed to do. He's coordinated with the other linebackers, the secondary, and he's doing a great job of it. We haven't thrown the ball a lot. Because there's other guys open or somebody's trying to take Eddie away, you know, so... Eddie's patient. Eddie knows what we do in our offense, and you know, some weeks there'll be 12 balls thrown at him. Some weeks there might be three, you know. And like I've said before, we're not going to sit here and try to jam it into one guy when we got, you know, 10 skilled players that are worth throwing the ball to. No, but when you play cover two against the X receiver, kind of takes him away. You know, some of the time it kind of takes him away just like that, but. You know, we'll move them around. We've done it before. We've done it in the first two games. And, you know, it's not discouraging to any of us. I do not. I do not. We were busy trying to figure out what to do on offense. I didn't know. They have their whole front is a challenge, you know. Warren and Seymour, Kelly, they got so many players that they rotate in and out of the front and keep them fresh, so that you're always facing somebody that's, you know, that just come in the game, really, you know. And they can rush around the edge. They can power you to the quarterback. The biggest challenge is to know who you're blocking on every play, because it will change. Seymour's not going to always be on the left. He's not always going to be outside. He may be inside, so the guards are going to have to deal with him. The center may have to deal with him. You know, certainly the tackles are going to have to deal with those guys. It's just knowing who you're playing against, knowing their strengths, because there's some of them are different, you know, and what they like to do in some of their moves, but they challenge your ability to stay with that for 60 minutes. I mean, I do still trust him with the ball. You know, he obviously made an error on the first kickoff, but that happens to most skilled players in their lives. But he was our goal line back last week, and we weren't going to hesitate to put him back in there. You know, we do have great faith in him.
Your team looks like a much more physical team. Do you attribute that to throwing the pads on your training camp?
I think it's maybe two things. The type of player you try to bring in to play in the defense that we have, you know, the bigger, more stout guy, less players off the ball, you know, our outside linebackers are big. And then going through training camp the way that our guys practiced, I think it definitely adds to the physicality of your team, you know. And we've said from day one we wanted to be that type of team. Our players bought into that. I think they got to buy into it every week, though. You can't take a week off. If you're a physical team, that's what you got to kind of hang your hat on, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
You dominated your opponents the first two games in the second half statistically. What do you attribute that to?
Just, you know, we've done some decent things in the second half. We saw some things in the first half. Of both games where we wanted to make an adjustment and try to take something away that maybe had hurt us, or offensively last week saw some things that we definitely wanted to try to do to protect ourselves that gave us a bunch of yards in the second half against Cleveland. So I think it's just players making plays in the second half, and then there's been a few adjustments here or there that we've tried to make as a staff to give them an advantage when we can. But our guys play for four quarters, and, you know, that's really kind of our MO, you know, just keep playing and keep doing what you're supposed to do, and eventually, you know, the dam will break. And hopefully that's what's happened the last 2 weeks, and we'll look for it going forward.
Did you have any qualms?
He beat you.
Did you have any qualms about bringing in three new starters to the secondary and of its ability to come together with that many?
No, not really. I mean, communication and understanding of scheme and experience are all vital to the secondary, and those guys have all of that, you know. And I think the younger players that we have brought in with them are learning every day, you know, how to approach the game, how to do their job by watching guys like Brian and Ronaldo, Goody, Champ. You know, it's a veteran secondary with a lot of experience, and that really pays off. You got it.